of your New England Patriots, Matt Light, no longer to be referred to as Todd Light, joins us live on the phone lines. Mr. Light, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Is it true? We keep seeing it all over television, the demise of the Patriots. Is that, did that happen down there?
Well, you know, I think, the way we look at it is it's 1 week, one that we wish we would have done a lot of things better. It's one game where we obviously weren't on the same page, too many mistakes, and weren't able to get it done. But, you know, we got a long season ahead of us, and we've got a lot of good football players in that locker room. We got a lot of guys that have, you know, fought through a lot over the years, so nobody's thrown in the towel at this point.
Do us a favor and tell us what's involved, not just the receivers with the quarterback, but the offensive line with the quarterback. Why does it take a while for the timing? And we heard Tom talk about this past week. We've heard a lot of other players talk about it as well. Why does it take a while for the timing to evolve with this offense?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly what they do at the wide receiver and quarterback position, but I know enough that these guys, it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of reps. The one thing you have to remember as well, things aren't static. I mean, these things change every single week. The game plan, how we're attacking, you know, whatever defense we're up against. So, you know, you really have to be able to rely on maybe things you did in the past or some of the looks that we've seen in years past. And if you don't have that relationship, if you haven't been around that long, then you really got to learn on the fly. And there's a lot of verbiage and there's a lot of things that go into that. So I can easily see where the longer you're out there, the more you're around it, the easier it'll be. And that makes sense. But up front, that's not really the case. You know, we've been in place for a while. We shouldn't have as many mysteries up front, and we should be able to handle a lot of these things that they throw at us. So with that said, we just got to do a better job up front and collectively as an offense and go out there and score points and finish drives in the red zone and all those little things that add up to being a good football player,
team. Understanding the experience angle of that, like you talk about, how much of a difference was it for the – and I hate to use the phrase skilled players, but with the whiteboards and the wristbands.
You know, it was a different mode that I don't think that really had any negative effect on us. I mean, we were able to use it and we were able to utilize it. Obviously, we had some bad penalties with delay of games and whatnot, but I wouldn't really attribute any of that to being because of the whiteboard or the wristbands and all that stuff. I mean, we practiced that all week. We had good looks at it. I think it worked the way we intended it to. We just got to go out there and execute better.
Matt, you guys have thrown the ball now 100 times the first 2 weeks. You run the ball 41, I believe. Is that challenging for you as a lineman when you're pass blocking that often to transition into that run blocking?
You know, it's I wouldn't say it's any harder, but you know, I think we all recognize that once you become one dimensional, and for whatever reason, if you look at last week's game, we didn't have a whole lot of success running the ball in the second half for one reason or another, and a lot of that came down to penalties at crucial times, and we put ourselves in third and long and second and long, and when you do that, you become one dimensional. I think we all know that. Once that happens, then that's when they can pin their ears back and really come off the ball and come after you when they know that you have to throw the ball. So from that standpoint, it can get a little tough throwing it that many times.
Matt, how different is what you guys are facing defensively this week? How different is it from last week? I would think Abraham will probably – you'll see an awful lot of him. It's a guy that you've seen a lot of before in the division. But how different is this going to look this week?
You know, it'll be a lot different. These guys do what they do, and they do it very well. They've got a very aggressive front. They've got a really good group of linebackers that fly around and make a lot of plays. But it's not going to be the same style in which you saw down in New York last week. These guys will line up. They'll give you their basic, you know, four-down look. You know, they're going to have their linebackers pretty much in the bubbles. move them around a little bit, and they'll do some things definitely that can cause you problems with blitz and whatnot, but they're not going to be walking around and trying to confuse you and overload blitz you and all those things. They have some really good players, and they play straight up, and you know, that they kind of rely on the one-on-one matchups.
Are they similar to anybody in the AFC that people around here might be familiar with, or are they their own unique style?
You know, they're pretty much their own unique style. I mean, it's hard for me to draw comparisons on any two teams, to be honest with you, just because when we look at it, we break it down from an individual basis and not so much their scheme, although that is a big part of it. But, you know, the guys that they have over there on defense are pretty unique, and like I said, they play with a lot of energy, and they get up the field, and they're very good at what they do.
You were talking about all the mistakes that you guys made last week during the game. When you guys sit down, you're watching all of this stuff. What is that mood like? What is the atmosphere like amongst the team when you're sitting there? And obviously, coaches are chastising you, saying you blew this one, you blew that one. What are you doing here? Well, you know, this is why we get this penalty. What are those moods like? You're a veteran team. You've been there before. And here you are. You screwed up, and you know it.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty matter of fact. I mean, look, if you're out there and you make a bonehead play, or you just don't get the job done, you come to the sideline, it's not like you don't know it. But you have to talk about it. You got to recognize it. You got to get on the same page with what they're showing you on the cards, and you know, we draw up a lot of stuff on the sideline to make sure that everybody understands it, because what you see on the right side, they might not have hit you yet on the left side. So it just comes down to communicating, to be honest with you. It gets a little heated at times, no doubt, and it can get a little ugly, but at the end of the day, we're not over there having discussions just to hear ourselves talk, or for the coaches to hear themselves talk. It's so that we can correct it and go back out there and play better.
And how much of those adjustments, and how valuable are they at halftime, those type of adjustments?
Say that again?
And how valuable are those adjustments that you talk about, the 12 minutes you have at halftime, how valuable are those for your offense?
You know, they're big, and I think that it's such a short period of time. What you really have there is a chance to really sit down and go through all the different looks that they've given you in the first half. And then, you know, you kind of go over the things that have gone well and some of the things that we need to correct, and then you make a few adjustments, and at that point, you're back out in the field, and it's game time. I think we just got to do a better job of coming out and being ready to go for the second half. I mean, you know, we always talk about starting fast and the importance of doing that, especially when you're on the road. And, you know, we didn't really do that in that game. And so coming out in the second half with them getting the ball, we needed to go out there and have a good drive, and we didn't do that, you know. So it's all those type of things that we need to improve on.
You know, there's a lot of young guys on that defensive side of the ball, and a lot of people thought this offense would carry them. They would come out, and you guys would put up the points. And in the first couple of weeks, probably hasn't gone as smooth as you would like. Is that any added pressure to you guys as a group to go out there and perform and try to cover that defense here until they kind of gel together?
You know, I don't look at it that way. I think, you know, every time we go out in the field, we've got one job, and that's to go out and put points on the board. And what we need to do is just every single guy – finish plays better, and like we've been talking about, when we get in the red zone, we got to come out with seven. You know, we can't settle for field goals, and then once we do that, it does change the game quite a bit. When you're playing from ahead and you have the luxury of having a score or two up on your opponent, it really changes what you do, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, it's critical for us to go out and start fast.
I know we talked about this last week, how Brady came out in the Buffalo game and said, guys, we're going to win it, just so that we can look at his percentages here. He didn't come out and say that in that last game, did he?
Oh, man. You know,
we're just trying to keep numbers straight, yeah. That's all.
Yeah, well, for all you statisticians out there and mind readers, we, you know, I think you have to have that attitude, number one. I wouldn't say it's just Tom that walks in that huddle and feels as though we have a chance every time we're on the field. I think every guy out there feels that way, and I think you have to. You have to have confidence in everything that you do. But it definitely it gets tough to go out there and be confident when you make as many mistakes as we did, and that's all part of it as well. But last week, well, we're trying to forget about that and move forward. So we won't dip back into any of the predictions.
Is it best to forget about it, or is it best to remember it and say, "Bleep, we don't want this to happen again this week. We got to pay it. We got to wake up here."
Yeah, well, it's in your mind, no doubt. I mean, we came in and reviewed all the tape on Monday. Made a lot of the corrections. Then had a pretty good week this week leading up to this game. So. But there is a point where you just got to move on. You know, you got to get ready for your next opponent. You got to put that one behind you and just build on it and have a better week of preparation.
All right, Matt's got the celebrity shootout. It's coming up Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 29th, taking a name to keep kids on target. And you can get information by going to Matt's website, mattlight72.com. And it'll give you all of the information. But he's going to have a lot of his Patriot teammates that'll be there. There'll be surprise celebrities as well. And you still looking for some teams for the clay shooting?
Yeah, we've got a couple spots left. And I'll tell you, this is our fifth year with this event, and it's just been a lot of fun. You know, it's one of those unique events that, when people come out, they might not have ever shot before, but by the time they leave well, you always feel a little bit more relaxed after you blow things up. So they're relaxed. They've had a good time. And we raise a lot of money for what we do through the foundation. So it's a big part of the Life Foundation, and it helps benefit all of our programs. And we've appreciated all the support that we've had locally. So, if anybody's interested and they want to come out and they want to try their hand at some sporting clays, we welcome you, and we thank you for your support.
Well, if you're willing to replace those clays for, like, Fred Smirlis, we might put a team together, you know.
Can Fred throw the clays for us?
Do that. Yeah.
You know, Freddie, I would never do that to you. It's not right. I don't condone that. We're pretty safe out there, Matt, of course, right?
But it's for the charity.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
We might be able to get a target of Freddie.
Screw Fred. It's for the kids. Remember the kids. By the way, you can enjoy fly fishing down there as well. They got New England Cigar Factory is going to be rolling the cigars down there. It's a terrific event. Is it Addyville? Is that what it's called? Addyville?
Excuse me. Yeah, Addyville East Farm. Maepleville, down by where we used to have our practices at Bryant.
Gorgeous place down there. It's a terrific place. And again, information, mattlight72.com. There you go. And all, of course, for the Light Foundation. Have a big one on Sunday. We'll talk to you
thanks,
back
Matt.
Here next week.
Love, Matt.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. Bye, see ya.